Look at you. Has it really only been 9 months? It feels like I've been gone 100 lifetimes. Like I left pieces of myself with you, scattered across this floor, tangled in our sheets, buried in the breath between your sighs. And now I can finally be whole again. A man, your man, home. I've imagined this moment every single night, replayed it until the edges of memory frayed, but not once did it come close to this, to you, your scent, your skin beneath my fingertips, the way your eyes look at me now, like you've been starved too. That look that screams your love for me, but whispers so deliciously how you're mine. No talk of the war. No mention of the world I've clawed my way through to get back here. Let the darkness stay at the door. Let nothing touch the beauty of this place, this home, these walls, soaked with our laughter, our sighs, our sins. Let nothing steal the warmth of what we've built. The truest measure of the man I am lies in how I love you. Not in the depths of war, the pain I've seen. It lies here with you. In the memory my hands hold of your body, in the way my mouth aches to taste what I've missed, let me remember you, not with words, but with time, with touch. Did I miss you? Huh, my dear, every time I saw those words written within our letters, I longed to be able to show you in every possible way, on my hands and knees, how desperately I needed to return to you. I almost perished at the thought that the war would continue on. I would have let the country burn to see your face again, to feel your cheek in my hand, your art, love, your sacred. I want to worship every ounce of you. I don't know where to start. Your neck, your thighs, your spine, that curve in your hips I love so much. Every inch of you deserves sonnets. I want to write them in kisses across your skin. You were made to be adored, and I was made to adore you. God, to finally taste your lips again. But it's not enough. It's not enough. I need more. More of your taste. More of your heat. I want to drown in you. To lose myself in the feel of your thighs trembling against my cheeks. Your hands in my hair. Your breath catching as I... I thought I'd be gentle, that I could take my time, unravel you with intricate detail. But love, I've been starving, and you're my feast. Keep your hands in the air or on my shoulders. I crave the pleasure of touching you, tasting you, giving into every animalistic urge, building in my chest. Do not trouble your hands with giving, my love. Let them tremble in ecstasy, not labor in mine. I have no want for endings, not tonight. I do not crave the act's conclusion, only the endlessness of you. My pleasure, it lives in yours. It is born in every gasp I will draw from your lips, every quiver I aim to coax from your spine. I will not stop until your voice is hoarse from whispering my name like prayer, until your body sings with nothing but the memory of me. My dear, I didn't come back with intent to be patient. I've waited too long. Too many nights with nothing but my hand and the memory of your moans echoing in my skull. The sounds of other men, lonely and wanting, knowing none of them had the angel I had waiting their return. So if I move too fast, if I can't wait, it's not carelessness, it's reverence, it's worship on fire. This table, right here. the table I built for us, for family dinners, Sunday morning tea, quiet breakfast with your laughter drifting through the windows. But tonight it's an altar. Tonight I lift you onto it like a goddamn offering. Let me, love, let me just lift this dress. Oh, God, this dress. And find you already wet for me. You didn't even wait for my touch. Oh, your warmth is calling out to me like your body already knows the pleasure I'm dying to give you. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't fall to my knees the second I walked through that door for making you wait even one more moment for this. You should have been the first thing I tasted when I came home. Not the air, not the words escaping my lips. You. I should be gentle, take my time, but I can't. Not when your thighs are trembling, already begging to be touched, to be parted before me. Not when your breath's catching like that. I can't even think. I just need to feel, need to taste. You won't need these anymore. Oh, fuck it. Your panties are in the way. I can buy you new ones and I won't be denied. Let me ruin you with my tongue. Let me destroy every coherent thought you have with kisses that brand you, worship you, and make you shake. Cover every inch of this body, every surface, until my mouth has given it the attention, the reverence, and the care it deserves. I need you, like a starving man needs food, like breath after drowning. Like salvation, only it's your taste that will save me. No, my love, you don't understand. This isn't about fucking. This is about penance. This is about prayer. It's my offering, not to come, not to take, to give. Let me pull you apart. Let me taste you until your legs won't hold, until the table creaks beneath the weight of your pleasure. I want you feral. I want you wild. I want you crying out like you've forgotten what restraint is. Let my body's primal instinct take over and feed this insatiable hunger. Fuck. It tastes of sweet honey that only your body can produce. The only thing that could fill me with both satisfaction and even heavier need. I'll never get enough. Not tonight. Not ever. I could be a little between your thighs. Sleep here. Breathe here. Wake up starved. Oh my god, I've been craving this for so fucking long. Every lonely night. Now it's finally worth it to be back here with you. I'm ravenous for your release. I'm desperate to see you break. Drench me in your scent. Come for me. Yes, come for me. Come for me. Come all over my tongue. And I just like that, just like this. Just like that. I am nowhere near finished, my dear. This hunger won't be satisfied with a single course. Oh, my hands are just as desperate to give you pleasure as my mouth. Oh, deep breath, darling. Feel my fingers inside of you. You're shaking. That's it, love. Don't fight it. Give in. Let me break you open. Piece you back together with nothing but my hands. My mouth, satiate me. Every moan from you is a fucking blessing. Each one feeds the fire in my chest. It makes me want more. It makes me need more. The feeling of my fingers inside of you is truly home. Oh my god, fuck, yeah. Oh, grab my hair. That's it. Be loud for me. Be messy. I want the neighbors to know. I want the whole fucking world to hear what it sounds like when a man returns to the love that kept him alive. Moan for me. Let me hear it. Let me hear you. Let me hear how beautiful your fucking pleasure is. My finger, fuck you. Give you my tongue. Worship your fucking taste. Bask in your pleasure. I feel so fucking good to be home, to be with you, every night aching to be with you. Oh god, fuck. I can feel you clenching and getting close. That's it. I want you to come undone for me again. I want you to come all over my tongue. Let me taste. How much you've been wanting this to. Fuck yeah, that's my dear. Calm down from your high and kiss me. Let me breathe into you the strength to continue. That's it, my love. To have you fall apart from me, push into me and tremble under pleasure. To taste you on every inch of my tongue and have you linger on my lips. No, my dear, this hunger has no end. I am far from sated. You taste like coming home, like the sweet relief of the end of war. Like something holy I have no business touching, but I will. I'll take every single drop you give me and beg for more like a man possessed. When you come apart from me, love, again and again, until your body can take no more, I'll still be hungry, because this isn't just about tonight. This is about every night I went without you, every ache I carried in silence, every moment I touched myself and pretended it was you gasping my name. This table won't be the only altar, the wall, the stairs, the bed, hell, the damn floor if I can't make it farther. I'll make you mine. On every surface we ever touched, lovin'. I missed you more than I've ever feared battle. My hunger for you only grows with every moment I get to call you mine. I love you, my dear, now and forever.